Hello everyone, welcome to Find Yourself podcast, dedicated to empowering every individual in the field of personal mastery, creating extraordinary life and elevate the way you think and live life and just transform. I'm your host, Bhavani Venkatesha. I'm super excited for you to join us wherever you are. Every Saturday, my new episode will be out. I know a lot of you listen to podcasts on your way to work, at home, on your day off, because you want to live life to the fullest. So Find Yourself podcast is the right place for you. To get all episodes, just subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, or wherever you're listening to this podcast. What if I tell you there is a big talent pool waiting to be tapped in, and they are our homemakers, qualified, talented, and took a break to care for their families? We have a large number of women who take a break to care for the children, elderly, or any other personal reasons due to lack of support and so on. But when they plan to get back to work, they always face challenges. So today we're going to talk about how can women get back to work after a career break. This is Bhavani Venkatesh. With me, I have today Lavanya Mohan. Lavanya is head of IT for HR portfolio at Cognizant. Prior to joining Cognizant, she's worked at HP, HPE, and DXC and has 20 years of organizational experience. She has two kids and married to a cricketer and based out of Bangalore. Lavanya, welcome to this conversation, and it's an honor to have you here today.
Thank you. Thank you, Bhavani. I'm so happy to be here with you. Very happy to reconnect with you, Bhavani.
So, Lavanya, you have been in the organization, corporate world for a very long time. So, what are the challenges that you see when women are planning to get back to work?
There are a lot of challenges. And I want to start off probably sharing from my own experience. When I had my first child, I took a slightly less challenging route, moved from a people manager to an individual contributor. And then when I had to get back into people manager, I was really not sure whether I wanted to do it again, though it was a step up, though it was a promotion and everything, right? I needed a lot of guidance at that point of time, and that came through my manager. And that came through a coach. I was grateful that I had been assigned a coach at that point of time. And of course, I can't thank enough my family. They said, go for it, because my child was still very young and I didn't know how I could juggle everything. They said, go for it. So I think one of the biggest challenges that women face when they are thinking about returning back to work, the constant encouragement around and the support system, right? If not for my manager, my coach, and my family, nudging me to take up that role, I don't think I would have continued, marching on, right, in some sense. So right now, I'm also coaching somebody. I see that's what they need as well. She's trying to get back to work. They need leads. They definitely need leads and pointers how to do things. But, the support and the guidance is the most important thing I think people miss. Otherwise, it's just a vague idea in your head, right? Like, I want to return to work. You're not taking actions to support it. So you need a structured program. And recently I came across some of the structured program that can help you as well, which are sponsored by corporates. So there's a lot of support that women need when they need to get back to work, or anybody who's taken a break to come back to work. And, so I think that's what I would say, a guidance and a structured program definitely helps, Bhavani.
That's good, Lavanya, because most of the time they keep trying and trying, and 80% of the time they might get rejected. But what they need to realize is there is that 20-30%, a small bunch who are willing to, are looking for their skill sets and expertise. And Lavanya, I also want to talk and ask about the return internship programs, which the organizations are, taking into account or adopting today. So what do you have to tell about that? Because A lot of women need to be aware of these programs, and major companies are, you know, taking this step forward.
Absolutely. And recently, I was very happy to hear about VMware's Tara, and Cognizant partnered with them to, you know, on a return to work for women. You know, this is a beautiful program that they put together where there is technical skills upgrade and a program that costs a few lakhs or few thousand dollars is offered free. And then the market is available to them once they finish. And these are all the latest technologies. And then the market, you know, the job market is available to them. They're not constrained to join a company. They can join whoever or whatever. And the best thing is there is no prerequisite. Anybody with any major can join the program and, you know, move on from there. And, you know, when I was in that panel and I realized, right, like there were a lot of questions from people. I'm from HR background. I'm from the finance background. Does the technology program still make sense? And I it's beautiful, right? Because right now technology is like omnipresent. It's all pervasive, right? Whether you're from HR, whether you're from finance, you know, upgrading your skills in technology definitely goes a long way, right? And I have done a lot of programs on, you know, in my career, but I feel, you know, the ones which are associated with technology really upskill my, you know, upskill and look very good on my resume, right, Bhavani? So I think, you know, there are excellent programs like that out there, maybe not well publicized in some cases or not, you know, I think we need to be able to talk about it. And I'm hoping, you know, forums like yours are able to talk about it and promote such programs as well.
Sure, Lavanya, because recently I was doing a study and I know in HP there is a program, IBM has, and Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, all these companies have adopted this program.
And Morgan Stanley is a beautiful program as well. That's a beautiful one as well, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's a win-win situation for both employer and employee because it's like a sample process where they see the candidate and, you know, they can kind of absorb them completely. If they're doing well for 3 months and 6 months, and even to the employee, because I believe they also can feel if this is the job that they are interested in, the passion, they can kind of cultivate those skill sets that they kind of were missing for a couple of years or months, right? So it's a beautiful program. I think everybody should be aware of this. And Lavanya, how can they know about these programs? Can they follow these companies on LinkedIn or Twitter? You know, how can they be aware of these programs? Do you have any idea around that?
Definitely. I think the companies like I know VMware's Tara program is well advertised or well talked about in LinkedIn. And I've read similarly about Morgan Stanley's program as well, and they talked about. I think definitely following those companies help. The other thing that I think helps is also following other women leaders, right? Like, you know, a lot of women leaders who inspire you or any diversity leader who inspires you. Because I see, you know, a lot of things I've learned have been also in association with beautiful, you know, diversity leaders in Cognizant as well, right? Like I've learned from them about these programs. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known. But, you know, I think LinkedIn is beautiful that way. You know, I go there almost daily to get my boost of motivation, get my boost of what's happening in the technology, what are other competitors doing, and so on, right? So those are things that you could definitely get out of LinkedIn. So I think LinkedIn is a great resource, Bhavani. The other thing I would say is, I'm sure everybody has, you know, some relative or some good friend who's already, you know, a career woman and so on, right? Definitely use them. I think, you know, I'm sure you are aware that all, you know, it's like a prerequisite that a woman supports a woman, right? Like it's just expected, right? So I think those are good resources to start with, but I also don't want to leave the men out, right? Like, you know, a lot of my success in my career has been because of my, you know, great bosses I've had, my husband, you know, and my parents, of course. So I think they all of them can come together beautifully. Just take your support, go out, share the intention that, you know, you want to return to work. Resources will pour in, right? LinkedIn or otherwise.
You're right, Lavanya. And I agree that they need to open up and kind of seek support and come out of the houses and kind of reconnect with the people that they worked in the past. or the colleagues or whoever, right? I think that opening up is very much required. And I always see women feeling guilty. There are two guilt that they feel when they quit the job, because they feel, okay, I'm now out of the job, my life is over, I have to be at home. Or when they're coming back as well, okay, now I'm leaving my children behind, and that is also another guilt, right? So what I feel is, when they make a conscious decision to kind of take that break and come back, or you know, be at home for a couple of years, I think they need to be present and they kind of enjoy that motherhood. And then when they plan to get back, I think that is when they need to do that career assessment, upgrade their skills, and maybe they need to take some time there. What are the technology upgrades that is happening, or what's happening in the business world, right? So when they're ready to come back, so how should they kind of upgrade their skills, Lavanya? You know, what is the time period? I know they can't take 1 year to do some certification course and all of that, but in the 3 to 6 months.
But it's not a bad idea, Bhavani. I think it's not a bad idea to take that 1 year to do that course, right? You know, I think this is going to be a transition period for them, right? Them deciding in their mind that they want to go back to work, and you know, and the till the point when they're actually settled into their job. Like, I want to call this, you know, a transition period, and it could be up to 6 months to 1 year, right? I think upskilling is the nature of the game. Anybody, you know, who's had a fairly long career would know. Like I think I did PMP about 5 years back. Now, you know, waterfall projects and the way PMP does its projects, and not many tech companies do it that way, right? It's all about being agile and so on, right? So upskilling is the name of the game, right? So whether you're at workforce or not at workforce, you need to upskill, right? So let's keep that part as the foundation, right? There is no question. You, me, a person not at work, upskill basic, okay? But beyond that, I think what's required is for them to build their confidence, right? Nowadays, there are so many opportunities to build their confidence, right? So they need to be out there, going out and knocking on doors to get, you know, like you said, there'll be rejections, there will be, things that don't work for them, but they have to keep doing at it so that they get better, and it's like a muscle memory for them, right? 2 and 3, I think they need to build like a transition support system. Things are going to break during that time. Okay, like when you're putting your efforts towards something, right? You're coming out of your comfort zone and you're trying to put your efforts towards something, right? So there are things that are going to break. What happens is when things break, you tend to go back to your comfort zone and saying, hey, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm fine being X, or, you know, I have to take, you make your old objective really bigger than what it is. I have to be now with my child. He really needs it. Or whatever, right? And both, I'm not saying anything is right or wrong, but, you know, understand that it's a transition support that's required, right? Maybe you need to hire a help to take care of your time during that so that you can spend, right? Or maybe you need to ask your parents to come in and give so that you need to spend that time to upskill, to go in and knock those doors, to really make that, like, you know, you need to be at it like a job, right? To get back to work. It can't be, an idea that doesn't translate to work, right? Like that doesn't translate into action. So those are my, you know, tips on how we could look at it. Upskill first, take all the opportunities that come your way, right? And some of those interviews maybe, you know, may not be directly applicable to you, but see where it takes you, right? You're going to go introduce yourself. You're going to, you know, get that confidence of being in front of people, being in front of a camera and so on, right? And third, definitely build the transition support, right? Like make you sit down with your children, let them know, hey, I'm going to do this. I need your help. And children are beautiful to support you that way, right? Like, when I have important presentations at work, I sit with my son, my younger son. Actually, last week I had something. He was asking me questions. I had prepared a list of questions, and he was asking me questions. And he's like, you know, so it's a beautiful way. They also know you're going through something, which in my mind, probably they think I'm going through an exam, whatever that is, right? But take your family with you, build that support. Otherwise, it's very difficult.
I agree, Lavanya, because most of the time our pain becomes a possibility. And the suffering becomes our superpower. I completely agree. And we should not give hope. And I think you covered about the lack of self-confidence. That's what when people are trying to get back to work, that self-confidence is what they need to come back and the kind of relaunch themselves, right? That's very important. And also, I think the fear of technology. Hey, you know, I quit my job 2 years back. And now it's like so much change from a technology perspective and all of that. Being curious over that 2 years, to just to spend 20 minutes or 15 minutes to know what's happening will help. I feel will take them a long way for sure, Lavanya.
I just want to talk about one aspect, Bhavani, sorry, this guilt aspect, right? I think guilt drives every woman, right? Like I think we wake up in the morning feeling guilty about something we didn't do the night or something we have to do the day, but have not got to it, right? Like it literally drives us, right? I think sometimes, I hope women get to a place where, you know, they live their life for themselves, not chased by guilt, right? Like, and I know even every day in the morning, it doesn't matter who you are, right? Like today morning, I was getting up. I'm sure I'm behind so many deliverables and I was beating myself up. It doesn't matter, right? Like, you know, that guilt is it's like a burden that we always love to carry. Some ways it helps us, but, you know, I don't think we should let it drag us as well, right? If it helps us, great. If it helps, you know, people get on with action, definitely. But, you know, if it's going to drag you down and say, make you feel guilty about not being with your family, make you feel guilty about so many other things, I really want us to step back and say, hey, we need to live our life for what we are meant to be. And let's go out and, you know, get connected to the world.
Very true, Lavanya. I completely agree with that. So Lavanya, one more thing that I want to ask you is about the employer's mindset. When they are planning to hire people who are planning to return back to work, and you have done a lot of interviews, probably you also have that experience. What is that you look forward to when people are planning to return back to work? So can you kind of share some insights around that?
Sure. I recently did a hire of a person who was returning. He was not a woman, but I have a couple of examples to share. So he was returning back to work after 9 months, and it was during the COVID. He had quit to do something, and we hired him. It's just the skills, right? He had kept his skills upgraded. He understood what was the latest trend in the market, so it was still relevant for us. I also saw, in this person, an ability to, really be outspoken and fearless. So, and we also took care to make sure this person joined us at the same level that he left. I just want to make sure I emphasize on that as well, right? A lot of people get, I was X when I left. Should I go back? Will I go back a couple of levels down? Or what is that? Maybe so. Most companies don't do that. They do take you off from where you left so that you can just continue with your career. And that's a great place to be. I think what I've seen, and similarly, I was interviewing and shortlisting another women candidate, and we had shortlisted her. But after that, we just couldn't reach her at all. She was just not picking up phones and things like that. But the point around that was, in that case as well, we were ready to start off where she had left, right? So those has been my experience. Absolutely. I think a lot of times in our minds, we think they will not be ready to take us off from where we left, right? That's not the case. Market is really looking up, and people are still looking for very talented. And more than the talent, the skills, they want to see if you're dedicated, if you're committed, all the soft skills around that, right, Bhavani? So if you can demonstrate all of that, I'm sure people are willing to pick you up from where you left and then, start off from there, right?
Right, Lavanya. So that makes me ask you, so how can they start preparing for these interviews when they're planning to get back? Prepare a standout LinkedIn profile or their resume, kind of create that 2-minute pitch. And all of that. So how can they be ready and basically prepare for their interviews in a very solid manner?
Absolutely. So I think, like you said, preparation is key. A lot of times we think we can wing it, right? Like you can go and Like, I know it. I've prepared this. I've done this in the past, so I can go and wing it. It's not possible. So preparation is the key. Second, I want to tell is that a pitch or anything is a story about yourself. Okay, so what is that you want to contribute? What is that you want to be known for? Okay, those are things that are important, right? So if we can probably put down our thoughts around this, right? Like, what's the personal branding I want to leave the person with, right? And is there and you know, people don't remember facts, figures, people remember stories. Okay, so if you can tell a story around your brand, you know, it started off with X, you know, this is where I had, you know, I brought in my ability to manage stakeholders, or I brought in my superb, you know, project management or technical skills, and this is where I made a difference and this left this impact, right? So there is a villain, there is a, you know, a hero, and then you have an outcome or a conclusion or a climax of the movie, right? So if you can tell a story, I think that that definitely, whether it's through your LinkedIn profile, whether it's through your, you know, interviews, resumes, whatever it is, definitely that helps. Go in front of the mirror, practice. Okay, go do your interview pitches in front of your, you know, list down the top 10, 15 questions you're about to get. Most of them would be like, why do you want to return back to work? You know, you can be predictable, and internet is a great resource, right? So list down those questions, put down your story, and communicate authentically. I'm sure everybody would do well.
Thank you, Lavanya. And I was just thinking, as you were talking about this, I think most of the time, people reach out to their, you know, mentors or the previous bosses, asking if there are any openings, you know, that I'm looking for a job and all that, right? So what do you think? I mean, this is just my thought. Instead of going and asking that openly, they connect with them just for 15, 20 minutes. Hey, you know, that I'm looking for a job after 10 years, but or after 2 years, I would like to take 15 minutes of your time on an information gathering mode. Like, just to have a conversation with them and then connect, know a little bit. Does that really help? Or, you know, how can they really, you know, put it across in the market?
Beautiful question, Bhavani. And, you know, that's, you know, and you had a really good idea there as well, right? And I was just reading, you know, Ramit Sethi is a, you know, he's an influencer, and he talks about how you can do, you know, how you can land the dream job of your, you know, of your choice. So he was saying, speak to a different person, talk to one person, take one person out for coffee every week, right? So, you know, so when you said that, that echoed with me. And women, we are very shy. You know, I know myself that if not, so I connect with anybody when I'm at work, off work, I'm not connecting with anybody, right? Like, I'm literally going back to my shell, right? So it takes a little bit of us, you know, and I can imagine me being at work and a working woman, if that's what I feel, it would be really much more difficult for a person, you know, to come out and, you know, do this. But I think, you know, there are certain rules of this game, like you said, definitely LinkedIn profiles and emails and going back to your bosses and all of that helps. But like you said, you know, a 5-minute catch up, right? Take them out for coffee, you know, just get to know what's happening in the market. Who's looking at what? What's there? There might be beautiful leads that you get, right? You know, you don't need to be reaching out to them only for like, I need work. You know, you will be surprised. There might be some things they might need from you. There might be some things you can contribute to them. So it's all about building win-win relationship, Bhavani. So I think, you know, it's a process, right? That 6 months process, you need to be a little bit more outgoing than what you're used to. You know, if people can do that, take one person out for a coffee or something, or even shopping, women connect shopping, whatever that is, you know, let's, you know, we should do that.
Yeah, I think you told that beautifully. When I think most of the time when we have some achievements, because you were talking about tell your story, right? When we have some achievements, we wouldn't have documented it. So when you don't document it, it is lost. So when people are in job, I think they have to document their achievements. Extremely important, because they might forget after 3 years of work break, what did they do? Like, you know. So do you think that that is important even with for the people who are in job today? And maybe even if they've taken a break, they kind of reflect and start putting those things across to tell their story really well.
Right. One of the best career advices that I've got is from one of my bosses. He said, document what you've done that week, what you've achieved every week. He said, block your Friday, document what you've done. Okay. And I think it's a beautiful idea. You know, and what I do is I don't document everything I've done or every Friday, but what I do is I put in a folder for myself where I keep putting out things that I know are important. Okay. So I put things there because our memories are not that great, like, you know, as the years roll on. So I go back, I look at that and I say, hey, I did this. Hey, I did that. Right. So simple ways you can do, Bhavani, to make sure you're documenting and keeping yourself, you know, feeling good about yourself, right? Like your story, you're telling your own story. But really the most important, I think, is like you have to be really clear. You want this. Okay. And then mountains will move. Okay. I'm sure the circumstances will be challenging. You may want it for whatever reason. It's because you need to return back for whatever reason. But you need to be clear. I want this. And I'm going to give it my best shot. Okay. Then things will start moving, right? And, you know, I think we all tend to think we are alone in this game, you know, but really reach out. You're never alone. I think this is a beautiful quote that Oprah is I'm a big fan of Oprah. In fact, before anything important, I read about Oprah. It's something, you know, I'm simply amazed how, you know, at her life and the way she's been able to contribute, the influence and impact she has. So she quotes Maya Angelou, who says that, you know, I may be one, but I come as thousand. Okay, so we all tend to think that this is only me, but you forget about the thousand people who are supporting us. And that could be the family, that could be our, you know, our friends, that could be our previous corporate connects, that could be our ancestors. She's like, you know, it's very beautiful to watch some of those. And I, you know, when there are tough situations, I always think that I will be surprised. There will be something that will move when I start shifting that it's not me alone in this. There are these thousand people, and that could be you, Bhavani, that could be me. There's so many people with obligations to make that happen. I think once that's, you know, that intention is clear. So you have to be clear you want to return to work, and then.
Very true. I think when you have clarity of thought, I think the path becomes very clear. You know, there is no mystery in front of you. So well said, Lavanya. Any closing comments before we close this conversation?
Thank you so much, Bhavani. You always pull me to do all these things. I'm really, really happy that you know, this is a topic I think, you know, there are many topics, right? Even deciding to, like, I've heard, like women when they're pregnant, right? They are afraid to disclose their pregnancy. Okay, when somebody shared this, I was moved to tears, because pregnancy is such a beautiful moment of your life, but they're afraid to disclose this because they're worried what will happen at work. Okay, they are worried about the break, they're worried about the return back, and there's this whole uncertainty around, you know, the return and the break and all of that. I think, you know, I want to make sure that women are, you know, that we do our bits to make women be aware of these resources and be aware, you know, be there to help them in whatever capacity that we can. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Lavanya. And it is always lovely to talk to you. I had a great time. It was a very heart-to-heart conversation. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bhavani. Thank you.
I would love to hear your feedback and comments from you. You can stay connected with me on social media. The description and link is provided below. Bye for now.